Keller. I'm a co-founder from a startup called Listly. And we make a huge focus on the fact that human beings love lists. So by lists, you've all read blog posts with titles like 10 ways to do such and such, 7 things you should do by Friday. These types of blog posts, they account for roughly 30% of content on the web. And the reason for that is very, very simple. They perform. So publishers turn around to their writers and tell them to write list posts because they know list posts get read more, they get shared more. And the reason for that is very, very simple. Lists are information snacks. They're really easy to consume, and they're really easy to skim through and go, got it. Oh, what's that? Something new, something high value in that list. You've discovered something. And so basically, lists today on the web exist everywhere. They account for 30% of the content. They account for more, or something approaching 50% of all the views on list posts get shared more and read more. And so that content today is completely static, which is completely out of tune with the rest of the web. And so what Listly does is comes along and takes those list elements of your blog posts and turns them into interactive content. And it turns it into a crowdsourcing platform so that you can engage your audience to vote directly on lists inside your blog posts. So if you've got 10 ways to do something, and people can vote on what things they like the most, and those items will move to the top. If there's an 11th way that someone's missing, your audience can actually add that. The thing we all forget today is that content decays. And so there are three assumptions that I kind of come at this from, which I think, you know, I'm sure two of these you agree with, one of them you've probably not thought about, is that content is an asset. And when we write something, it's an expense, but it's actually something we're accruing as an asset. But what we keep doing is putting out more and more content and not actually focusing on the life cycle of our content. So we put out a blog post, and it gets some traffic for a while, and then it decays, so it's decaying in value. When you put content out through Listly, that content stays alive for longer. It gets participational and emotional investment from the audience, so it gets seen more, people share it more because they actually contributed, they're actually part of your post. So instead of actually commenting and adding being in the comments section of the blog post, people can be first-class contributors directly to your content in your blog. And then because they're part of your blog, they'll actually share it more passionately. They care about what it is they contribute to you. It becomes their content in their mind. We actually make lists infinitely easier to share than they are to copy. So one way to think of this thing is like YouTube for lists. You wouldn't actually host a YouTube video of your own now. You would put it up on YouTube and then you'd embed it back in your blog. And that's exactly the same thing with Listly. You put your lists up on Listly and then you embed them back in your blog and then your audience can vote and contribute and comment on that content. So we focus on the life cycle of your content. We don't think, I suspect many of you don't think about the life cycle of content. And then obviously, I think you're all trying to get eyeballs. You all know we'll get content seen more and get more engagement. So normally, I could show sort of two, the classic way of thinking about content is you launch a post, a piece of content, it spikes, and then moves down to being flat. And so you move on, you solve the problem by creating more content the next day, and more content, and more content. And it's a machine you're just having to feed. Whereas what we see is, if you follow the listening model, where your audience gets involved, and keeps getting involved for longer, we can spike it higher. But we get a positive lift over a 6 to 9 to 12 month period where that content gets consumed more and shared more because people are participating. So we give you better search rankings, we give you more emotional investment from the audience, and that drives up traffic and engagement in your content. So that's the difference. We know lists work, there's no question. Because anyone, whether you like or hate writing list posts, I think everyone in this room knows that list posts get more eyeballs. So being able to make a better job of doing list posts, that's what Listly does. We focus on taking the content inside your blog post, but we also put it in a way that people can actually re-embed your content across the web. And so many people can embed your lists, which then spreads your ideas across the web through collaboration. Your list can be embedded many times in different partners. So if you create interesting, valuable content, other people will write about those lists, they'll embed those lists in their blog, and you get backlinks and traffic from that content. You get engagement, and your content is being reused instead of So there's many ways to use Listly. I think there are three categories: create content, curate content, and listen. Listly is an awesome platform for getting feedback from your audience. So you can just use lists as a feedback mechanism to get suggestions and input. You can create a list where you don't involve the audience if you don't want to. You can create a list of whatever it is you want to write about. 10 ways, so it doesn't have to be 10. As many ways as you want to create whatever it is you want to write about. You don't have to involve the audience, but if you do, it means you actually have to do less writing. So you can start off and write a top 10 post that has three items in it, and actually be genuinely open to the crowd and say, well, what do you think? Here's my three favorite books. What would you add to that? If you put up 10, it doesn't really look like you're actually listening and wanting help. If you put up a few, it really does feel like listening. And when the first person contributes, the second person contributes, it begins to roll and snowball. So we have lists that have gone large in every single dimension. We have lists that have had like 5,000 people contributing to them. We've had lists that have been used 300,000 times. We've had lists that have been embedded 200 plus times. This is a scalable platform for deploying the most useful content on the web in the form of a list. And so creating content, curating as well. You can curate links. So curate embedded videos on the web and create playlists and embed them and have the crowd back to vote and contribute to those playlists. You can create related posts called, if you've ever written a blog post series or written several articles on the same subject, that's a good question. We must all have written those posts. Like, the story evolved from the end of writing 4 or 5 stories to make up the full story. And so basically, this thing makes it super easy to connect all of your posts to the series. Right now, it's a pain. You have to go back and edit every post as you write it to link to every other post. In this case, that's super simple. So I'm going to show you a few examples now of how some of this is done. So here's an example of... Here's an example of someone's guest blog posts. And so he's just created links back to every single blog post he's written. And you can vote on that content. You can click through to the actual posts themselves. I could, for example, further down in this blog post, I created a list during the conference of every tool that I've seen mentioned. So there's Longcube, Listly, Seesaw, Visible Tweets, Storyful, etc. And I created that and embedded that list inside this blog post. And these lists are fully responsive. They actually, you embed it into your blog post and they automatically resize. So they'll grow to fit the length of the list, they'll size to fit the available space, and your audience can simply vote on those lists to decide which of that content they like the most. So let me give you an example. Here's an event that was crowdsourced. It was a 24-hour event. They crowdsourced 24 speakers to speak 1 hour at a time on a topic, and they did it all by Google Hangouts. They made 24 Google Hangouts, and they sourced 24 speakers from around the world. And you can see, here's a list. The list has been viewed 22,000 times. There's 415 people that have actually followed this list and have voted on it. I can actually trace it back. One of the principles of Listly is complete transparency. So everyone who contributes to your list, you can see who's voted. That's really powerful, to be able to see who's committing to a cause, who's backing something, sharing people's identity through a list and what they care about. And so inside a video, they actually made a video inside to play inside this list, and that's just embedded a YouTube video, and it just plays dynamically there. And they created a video to explain how they wanted people to submit for this worldwide 24-hour virtual conference.
Crowdsourcing the speaker submission instructions for TFT 12 tomorrow. Stop.
Wait for it to start. Service
future today. Tomorrow's my TFT future today or TFT 12 is going to be the world's first 24-hour public sun virtual.
Stop. Okay, so you can see they basically managed to source all these people, they voted things up and down the list. It was a a very practical, very simple way, and that content has been embedded many times around the web. Just show you one more.
Nick will show us one more, and then we're going to, anybody who has questions can start asking him questions. Okay. Amy, do you see something that can help fix it?
The Wi-Fi is turned off. On there.
Is the Wi-Fi turned off?
It is, but it's
actually plugged into it's hardwired. That happened to be like 10 minutes ago. It stopped working.
Okay. Just to give you an idea, I've been Nick has been doing this for several months now. And I got an email this morning which amused me because I was going to write an article and that I was going to embed a Listly list into it. It was going to be an article about tools, social tools or computer tools that baby boomers like. And somehow I never got around to the article, and I got an email this morning telling me that this list now has 100 followers. And it's an empty list because I never wrote the article. So it just shows you the power of Listly. It really has a lot of power. So any questions? And do we have a mic? Oh, but there are speaker mics there. Linda, do you want to come?
So nice to see you in person.
Linda, why don't you, can you come to the...
Really simple, you make a list. I would show you if it was.
There's no internet.
I've got no internet, so.
Really?
It was.
You see the symbol system.
Yeah, but it's hard. Okay,
here it's come. So basically, I make a list.
Yeah, just.
Did you show them the list already?
I've shown lots of ones I've already made.
But the one from here.
Oh, yeah, I showed the one that's embedded too, yeah. So this is my. And once I've got my list, it's basically a blank list, and then I can add to that list, and I could just add in like a fluffy bunny. You don't have to link to things. When you're curating, you're typically linking to content, like videos or other blog posts. But if you're writing, you could just be writing like all the content copy you want around that particular item. But if I add, for example, Instagram, I'll add Twitter as a link, like my profile as a. So this time I add an item with a link because it's going to link to somewhere else. And I just link, if I paste in my Twitter profile. This extracted the metadata from Twitter, and then it's pulled in that link, and if I click on that, it'll take me straight back to my to where the content came from. But if I want to embed this list, right where it's installed.
Stories over time.
Yeah.
You just take the link from the list.
Yeah.
And how do you get people to come in and add what they want in?
Basically, in your blog post, just where you ask for help in your blog post, with the context, the title of your blog post, the introduction, before and after you, where you embed the list, you ask for help. You can ask for help in Listly as well, but I really advise people to put it in the blog post to ask people how they want people to contribute. And be really clear and ask them for one thing, rather than being like, if you ask people for something specific, they'll follow that through. And once they see several people contributing to a list, it ticks pretty quickly that people will actually vote on stuff.
But it doesn't just have to be for blogs, it can be for other...
No, you can link to blog posts, you can link to videos, Prezi's, slideshares, I mean, anything you want. And then you just take that list and embed it. So with a blog post series, you make your list, you embed that list in your first blog post, and then you write a second, you add that blog post to the list. You create a second blog post in the series, you just add the blog post series to the list, and embed the list, and it's done. You add the third blog post, there's nothing else to do, just add the list to the link, and it's done.